Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata Meow! Hello, NeuroMarvies. This is Serena back to give a little bit of information because I know some of us in the community, there's been quite a buzz about a saliva test called Clarify. It ends in an I, not a Y. But it's a saliva test to determine if a person may be autistic, and within an 80%, I guess it's 80% sure. They're 80% sure that if you test positive that you have your child, because yes, it's for kids. It's another one of those things that's for kids. So, which means that there's a 20% chance of inaccuracy, but I think their whole thing is they know how long the wait can be. They are stressing the whole thing about early intervention. And the fact that, yes, it's out of pocket. Yes, it's around $1,000, but it can save you precious time that you need to deal with your child if your child does turn out to be autistic. Now, whether they're trying to push the whole autism is a tragedy thing, I don't know. I don't think it's gotten that far yet. It's very new. If you don't know, this is April of 2020. We're right in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's just one of many pieces of important news that has arrived. But I mean, this is autism specific, so it's something that I personally was interested in, even as something that I could get as a second opinion in the future, if I happen to have an extra almost 1,000 USD to quote unquote throw away. But I went and I looked, and the cutoff date to have that test done is the 7th birthday of the child in question. So yes, friends, they did not even test a population that was not a young child population. So this is what's going on. It's not that it's necessarily inaccurate for an adult. It's that they can't say that it's accurate because they can't have approval of something if the test population is not the population that they're marketing the thing to. And I think what the company doesn't understand is there's a huge market now of adults looking for services, looking for different types of things to address their newly diagnosed autism. Once they get the memo, I'm pretty sure they're going to expand the demographic. But for now, it's for kids. And they said it's not a genetic test. It's an epigenetic focused test to see which genes may have turned on during the childhood of the kid in question. So I will leave the links, a couple of links, including the one that belongs to the company, in the description, and up to you if you want to go ahead and look at it. If anyone is an autism parent here, you can get a referral. It looks like you can go to your child's GP or PCP and ask for a referral, because this company says you can't just kind of show up or make the request as a parent all by yourself and have the test done. So clearly they're trying to cover their butts. Autism is a touchy subject. It's also a controversial one. So That's probably why they want to make sure that there are medical professionals behind whatever parent or guardian is ordering the test. But I, you know, I'm going to have to say it's disappointing because we adults have almost nothing to support us. Anupa buat kata Atmanua suka Alay buat kata